Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Among the best second-tier popular composers was Jimmy McHugh, a Boston Irishman who pounded the piano at opera rehearsals and plugged songs for Irving Berlin before he started to write the memorable songs we still remember.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
In the 20s and 30s, Jimmy McHugh collaborated mainly with Dorothy Fields and then with Harold Adams and later. But along the way, he also worked with Frank Lesser, Ted Keeler, Al Dubin, and a fair number of minor lyricists as well. Most of the lesser-known writers came early in his career, but even then, some of the songs enjoyed some popularity and attracted some good singers. Once he decided to write songs, Jimmy McHugh did not have a long apprenticeship. He wrote a few flops before he got on to the business of writing and publishing successful songs. From 1922, Ian Whitcomb, I'll Stand Beneath Your Window and Smile. And from 1925, Eileen Stanley and Gene Austin, When My Sugar Walks Down the Street.
I'm all smiles, great big smiles, because you answered the letter I wrote. Said yes, you'd be dressed, and right there and then I wrote you this note and told you I'll stand beneath your window tonight and whistle for you. Don't hesitate to turn on the light and whistle, so that I'll know you'll want to go. And if Daddy asks why you're all dressed, then whistle and I'll do the rest. Don't let anyone interfere, I've a preacher waiting quite near. I'll stand beneath your window tonight and whistle for you.
I know a thing or two, and I'm telling you, I've got a wonderful pal. He's got the cutest style, a million-dollar style, just a wonderful pal. And I feel oh so happy, for to love him so. Birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. And in the evening when the sun goes down, it's never dark if he's around. He's so affectionate, and I'll say this, that when he kisses me, it sure they kiss.
They kiss.
When my sugar walks down the street, the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet.
Birdie, birdie.
sugar walks down the street, then all the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. And in the evening when the sun goes down, it's never dark when she's around. She's too sweet to have an evil mind. I call her sugar cause she's so refined. When my sugar walks down the street, the birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet.
Ian Whitcomb with McHugh, Irving Mills, and Gene Austin's I'll Stand Beneath Your Window and Whistle, and Eileen Stanley and Gene Austin with McHugh, Georgie Price, and Jerry Benson's When My Sugar Walks Down the Street. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. You're also listening to the first of two shows about Jimmy McHugh, whose versatility, originality, and strong sense of melody made him one of the best American composers from the 1920s into the 1960s. In his 20s, he got a job with a music publisher named Jack Mills and published his first song, a flop. Soon after, though, he collaborated on just one song with an agent, publisher, and sometime lyricist named Irving Mills. Its success turned McHugh from somebody who worked in the music business to a full-time songwriter. From 1925, Coon Sanders Nighthawks with Everything Is Hotsy Totsy Now. Coon Sanders Nighthawks, Everything Is Hotsy Totsy Now. It seems out of whack to write a World War I song in the middle of the roaring 20s, but this early collaboration between McHugh and lyricist Al Dubin was an anti-war song, very much in the spirit of the successful silent movie The Big Parade, released only a year earlier. The Peerless Quartet, My Dream of the Big Parade.
Last night I was dreaming of days that are gone, of days that you might recall. And just like a photoplay up on my wall, once more I saw it all. It was just a dream, you see, but how real it seemed to be. I saw bodies too, marching two by two, in my dream of the big parade.
Big parade.
I saw angels there with the Red Cross there, in my dream of the big parade.
Big parade.
I saw Gold Star mothers, sisters and brothers, what a sacrifice they made. I saw one-legged pals coming home to their pals in my dream of the big parade.
Millions of soldiers, millions of men all going over, I see them again. Oceans of water, submarines too. Millions of sailors helping them through. Millions of doughboys landing in Brest, marching, marching, never a rest. Millions of bullets thundering past. Millions of bodies wounded and gassed. Valleys of ruins, mountains of mud. Beautiful rivers and rivers of blood. Aeroplanes flying, bombs coming down. Millions of cooties crawling around. Pieces of shrapnel, pieces of shell. Many a cross where somebody fell. Fighting and fighting, a horrible war. And God only knows what you're fighting it for. Then came November, that armistice day. Out of a trench into a cafe. Patty, Abe, Jimmy and Jack over their bottles of wine and cognac. Telling their love tales to Jean and Georgette, little French girls they had to forget. Then came the journey over the foam, but all that went over didn't come home.
I saw Gold Star mothers, sisters and brothers, what a sacrifice they made. I saw one-legged pals coming home to their girls in my dream of the big parade.
The Peerless Quartet, My Dream of the Big Parade. During the 20s, McHugh also met the first and best of his long-term collaborators, Dorothy Fields. Songwriting was a man's job in those days, but Fields was determined to make a go of it. McHugh recognized the talent that made her the most successful female songwriter of the 20th century. Soon they were writing songs for the jazzy revues at the Cotton Club during the heyday of the Harlem Renaissance. McHugh had an ear for jazz, and Fields had an ear for the rhythms of American talk. Their success led producer Lou Leslie to hire them for one of the best all-black Broadway revues, Blackbirds of 1928. The Mills Brothers with Digga Digga Doo, and Bill Robinson, who starred in Blackbirds, with Doin' the New Lowdown.
Thank you. hear his heart beat a little tattoo. Digga digga doo digga doo doo. Digga digga doo digga doo. You love me and I love you, and when you love it is natural too. Digga digga doo digga doo doo. Digga digga doo digga doo. I'm so very digga digga doo by nature. If you don't say digga digga doo, you're made. You're gonna lose a papa, so let those funny people smile. How can there be a virgin isle? But digga digga doo digga doo doo. Digga digga doo digga doo.
Listen, good folks, it isn't alcohol, no yaller gal at all. Thrill me with the pep I've got. I got a pair of feet that have found that low-down beat. Low-down, down around the spot that's hot. Have no peace losing my lease on living. Here's the how I'm telling you now to give in. Make 'em play that crazy thing again. I got to do that lazy swing again. Hi-ho, doing the new lowdown. Got my feet to misbehaving now. Got a soul that's not for saving now. Hi-ho, doing the new lowdown. That dancing demon, he has my feet in a trance. 'Cause when I'm dreaming, folks, I go right into that dance. Once you hear that haunting strain to it, I bet my life you'll go insane to it. Hi-ho, doing the new lowdown.
The Mills Brothers Digga Digga Doo and Bill Robinson doing the new lowdown. Even though Blackbirds was a review rather than a book musical, McHugh and Fields demonstrated their ability to write a wide range of songs. beyond the insinuating digga-digga-doo and the jazzy doing the new low down, they could also write blues-tinged ballads. In other words, they could write what the show required, even an all-black review in the 1920s. On May 9, 1928, on the stage of the Liberty Theater on West 42nd Street, Adelaide Hall introduced I Must Have That Man.
Don't need my mammy and I don't need a friend. My heart is broken, it won't ever mend. I ain't much caring just where I will end. Oh, but I must have that man. I'm like an oven that's crying for heat. He treats me awful each time that we meet. It's just unlawful how that boy can cheat. Oh, but I must have that man. He's hot as Hades, a lady's not safe in his arms when she's kissed. But I'm afraid that he's cooled off. Maybe I'm rude off his list. Oh, I'll never be missed. I need that person much worse than just bad. I'm half alive and he's driving me mad. He's only human if he's to be had. I must have that man. I'm so unhappy, left all alone. Ain't got nobody to love now. The man I long for is not so strong for me. He's not an angel, but I don't care. Perhaps a change will come someday. Whatever he is, I want to be his wife. That's why I cry every day. Hades are ladies, not safe in his arms when she's kissed. But I'm afraid that he's cooled off. Maybe I'm rude off his list.
Adelaide Hall with Duke Ellington's orchestra, I Must Have That Man. Before Blackbirds, McHugh and Fields had contributed a song to a new review called Delmar's Revels, but the producer dropped it after the first night. A year later, they included it in Blackbirds, which ran for 518 performances, made the song into a great hit, and established McHugh and Fields as major songwriters. The song was more than a hit. It became the first of their many standards. Adelaide Hall sang it on Broadway and then recorded it with Fats Waller on the organ. This is I Can't Give You Anything But Love.
I can give you anything but love, baby. Why, that's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while and scheme a while, you're sure to find that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, that I can give you anything but love. My little fat baby.
Oh, baby, don't talk like that.
That's the only thing that I've plenty of.
Are you talking
baby?
To the baby?
Dream of what?
Oh, let me dream.
Dream of what?
Let me see.
You're sure to find.
I want.
Happiness. And I guess. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamonds, lovely suits and ties and socks, my little baby.
Adelaide Hall with Fats Waller, I Can't Give You Anything But Love. All the McHugh Fields Broadway songs in the 1920s were for reviews, but they soon moved beyond writing for all black casts. In 1930, they wrote the score for the International Review, which ran only 95 performances despite the presence of Gertrude Lawrence. It was a failure, even though it included these two songs that soon became standards and are still performed more than 85 years later. Gertrude Lawrence, Exactly Like You, and Louis Armstrong, On the Sunny Side of the Street.
I used to have a perfect sweetheart. Wonderful vision of us as a team. Can you imagine how I feel now? Love is real, now it's ideal. You're just what I wanted, and now it's nice to live. Paradise to live. I know why I've waited, know why I've been blue, prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one plays those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I want to hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little scheme I'm scheming. She meant me. foolish little scheme I'm scheming. Dream I'm dreaming. Now I know why mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you.
Side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat? Yes, happy tune, your step, baby. Life can be so sweet on Sunday side of the street. I just walk in shit, baby, walk with those blues on red. I'm not afraid, yes, never have a cent. I'll be rich as Rockefeller, no sir. Gold dust at my feet on Sunside Street.
Gertrude Lawrence, Exactly Like You, and Louis Armstrong on the Sunny Side of the Street. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. By the early 30s, songwriters were taking the train to Los Angeles and more specifically Hollywood, lured west by the promise of sunshine and the guarantee of big bucks for writing songs. Talkies had arrived, and the studios found that musicals, for a while anyway, filled the seats. McHugh and Fields wrote over 30 songs for the movies before Fields decided in 1935 that she really wanted to write for Broadway and went east again. That ended the McHugh-Fields collaboration because he wanted to stay in Hollywood. Before she left, though, they wrote two of their best songs for the movie Every Night at 8. Frances Langford sang I Feel a Song Coming On and I'm in the Mood for Love.
I feel a song come
was folly to dream, when my heartbeat was not requiring a great inspiring theme. But today my dark cloud is breaking, music deep inside me is waking. Victorious, happy and glorious new spring. I feel the song coming on. It's a melody full of the laughter of children out after the rain. You'll hear a tuneful story ringing through you, love and glory.
Francis Langford with I Feel a Song Coming On and I'm in the Mood for Love. Hooray for Love was the kind of grade B musical cranked out at RKO and other second-rate studios during the Depression. The plot is corny nonsense, The best thing about it is the songs. From the score to Hooray for Love, Annette Hanshaw, Living in a Great Big Way.
There's no accounting for taste, I'm sure. That's why I picked you. It seems a terrible waste, but you're the best that I could do. I was a dutiful daughter. I was an innocent lamb. You led me on to the slaughter, and now I'm just a ham. What are you doing to me? You'll be the ruin of me. I care for you in a great big way. You smiled at me and I fell. It's wild, it's silly, it's swell. I'm like a leaping gazelle today. I knew the minute I met you that I'd get a load of romance. I'd stop at nothing to get you if there's a possible chance. I'd give a year of my life to hear you say, I care for you in a great big way. Nothing to get you if there's a possible chance. I'd give a year of my life to hear you say, I care for you in a great big way.
That's all.
Annette Hanshaw, Living in a Great Big Way. Here are two oddities from McHugh and Fields' Hollywood years. Not the songs, but the circumstances. In 1927, a review with songs by Noel Gay and Donovan Parsons opened in London's West End. 5 years later, it opened in the United States, but in Chicago rather than New York. McHugh and Fields wrote some new songs for it, including the torchy lament, Don't Blame Me. In 1934, Jerome Kern wrote a melody entitled I Won't Dance, with a lyric by Oscar Hammerstein and Otto Harbach. 3 years later, Fields, along with McHugh, set a new lyric to Kern's melody for Fred Astaire to dance to in the movie Roberta. Lee Wiley sings Don't Blame Me, and Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers follow with I Won't Dance.
Under your spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't you see? When you do the things you do, if I can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling, don't blame me. can't help it if that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love. Play kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon above me. Someone like you to love. Blame your kiss, sweet as a kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame me.
Think of what you're losing by constantly refusing to dance with me. You'd be the idol of France with me. And yet you stand there and shake your foolish head dramatically while I wait here so ecstatically. You just look and say emphatically,
not this season, there's a reason. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, madam, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. You know what? You're lovely.
So what? I'm lovely.
Not all what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor.
How about when you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental.
But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos. And that's why I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance, merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. And if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
Lee Wiley, Don't Blame Me, and Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, I Won't Dance. Before he met Dorothy Fields, before he was writing for the Cotton Club and Broadway, certainly before he began writing for the movies, Jimmy McHugh wrote exactly one song with a minor songwriter named Clarence Gaskell, and it was a winner. Gaskell would go on to write one more big song, Prisoner of Love, in the 30s, and that was the height of his achievement. But that song Gaskell and McHugh wrote together for a 1926 Cotton Club review was on its way to becoming a jazz standard. Louis Armstrong, I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me. Armstrong, I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me. By the 1930s, Jimmy McHugh was an established songwriter with important songs to his credit, but he needed to find a new collaborator. Join me next week for Jimmy McHugh Part 2. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.